When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
No reffing way was the headline. We're with you. It's time to march on the Superdome and Kansas City or something. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So I watched my first NFL game yesterday.
Not ever.
Of the year.
Okay.
Last year I watched only the Super Bowl. This year I was going to watch because I've been a Chiefs fan most of my adult life.
Owned a Joe Montana jersey at one time,
oh,
didn't
still
you?
Still do.
Okay.
A Chiefs Montana jersey.
Sure.
And I've been to, I don't know, 20 more NFL games at Arrowhead Stadium.
Ooh.
But I could not name a single player on the team this year, so I'm pretty disengaged from it. But anyway, I turned on the game late third quarter, early fourth quarter, and I saw, I think, four plays in 35 minutes. Because of challenges to calls, which I guess that's what you all want out of your sport. I don't get it.
I got to send this one to New York, Jim.
It has no appeal for me whatsoever.
Got to get it right, Jack.
Why?
Except all the calls that can be challenged that are frequently wrong. Right. But the ones that can be, we have to get right, no matter how long it takes.
How about back in the old days where everything was fine? Every once in a while, there was a blown call, and people would talk about it just like they still do.
Right.
But the game continued.
Right.
He threw a pass. He cut it. Yes! All right! They run up next play.
It looked like he dropped it.
Not you stop everything, and you don't even remember if you're how excited you were.
Right. I don't even know what percentage of calls can be challenged, but...
Do most people like it, Sean? I hate it. I hate it in baseball, too. I really hate that they brought it to baseball and basketball.
No, but
it's such a momentum killer in terms of being a fan.
Most people don't like it, but I also am firmly of the belief that I don't think there's a solution that makes people all of a sudden think, oh, okay, the refs are fine. We don't have to talk about that anymore. Because it's just a different sort of conversation the following Monday.
Why has that got to be the goal? Go back to the way it used to be. Sometimes they're wrong.
Because listen to the old team man. Because then the wrong team wins.
Not very often. Stop arguing. Mock the old man. You're old. You're old.
I was a huge sports fan. I watched all the NFL games, all the NBA games, and there's like one that sticks out in my life. Of being a big deal. It wasn't that big a deal.
Well, it may be one of those situations where technology, the availability of the technology to see frame by frame in astounding detail, the tiniest detail of something that happened with amazing speed. It's an opportunity we shouldn't have because it will ruin it. You know, it's like if somebody came in and analyzed your lovemaking afterward each time, it just did after a while, you'd hate it.
Boy, I don't want that.
Because the question, like the one play in the...
How would that even work?
The Chiefs-Patriots
game. Like video in slow motion?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first you Venmo me several large payments. And
right.
Yeah. And then I've got to... It depends on which package you get.
How well lit is this?
So it's critically important to know whether the football hit the dude's thumb. In one of the plays. And so they reran it over and over and over again and did the same for the replay officials in New York with like super enhanced and enlarged and the rest of it till you could like see whether the guy had buffed his nails or not. It was just ridiculous. He was actually wearing gloves. But that temptation to be that accurate, I think, is going to be irresistible for the NFL. They're going to hear the outrage from a couple of the blown calls. They're going to make more and more stuff reviewable, and it's going to make people like you completely miserable.
No, it's fine. I don't need to watch. I got other things to do, but it's certainly not going to bring me back in four plays in 35 minutes.
What about the sanctity of the game?
Who cares?
What's that word they always throw around? Yeah, it doesn't
matter. As entertainment, it just wasn't that good that half hour I watched.
Remember, sports is a TV show.
That's what I think they've forgotten.
All it is.
Whenever I hear hardcore sports fans say, "But the more important thing is get right." No, the important thing is to entertain as many people as possible.
And then try to sell them razors in between. Although it's not razors. You know what me and my buddy noticed? Two-thirds of the advertising is insurance companies.
Wonder why.
Flo was hitting it hard.
Sure, she's funny.
Yeah. You had Geico doing their Geico's Greatest Hit stuff. Very entertaining.
A lot of phones.
And then the almost spectacularly unentertaining State Farm with Aaron Rodgers commercials. They're not good. State Farm, whoever the agency is, they tried real hard. I'm sure they're nice people. I like Aaron Rodgers. Why? I've even done business with State Farm. Those commercials are terrible. Stop it.
Why is the halftime show for the Super Bowl such a giant thing, but for the NFC and AFC championship, they don't have one at all?
Well, look out. Oh, a shark just flew over me. It apparently jumped me, please. The Super Bowl halftime show is stupid.
But why do they still do it for if you think it's a good idea, wouldn't you do it for the championship games? Do something instead of just a bunch of old retired guys discussing the game?
Yeah, I guess. Do like housewives who don't watch football still get excited by the halftime show?
My son was hoping for something. I'd rather have something other than the old retired people discussing the game.
Please, dogs catching frisbees.
Anything.
Every year I advocate it. It's amazing how good those dogs are at catching frisbees.
A little of that American Ninja Warrior training.
Oh,
something.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys ever seen the lady on top of the unicycle who flips bowls off of her foot and catches it on her head?
How hard is that?
Stuff.
It's got to be impossible. Yeah.
I'd rather watch that than hear what Boomer Esiason thought of the first half.
She gets like 10 bowls on her head. It's amazing.
How about little kids? Well, you can't play peewee football anymore. I was actually going to talk about that on the show
so
today.
So you want them to give concussions to children for your entertainment?
Right. Oh, yeah, because that's super entertaining. No, because insurance problems are wrecking youth football. We'll talk more about that.
They've done like the punt, pass, and kick. Like finalist competition stuff.
I would absolutely watch that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Look at that 10-year-old with a mustache. Throw the ball 80 yards in the
exactly.
air.
Exactly. He's 6'3", 240. What gives?
Speaking of, wasn't Andy Reid one of those? The coach for the Chiefs yesterday?
I believe he was. I've seen that footage.
Yeah,
pass and eat fish like a walrus competition?
Hey! No, dude's heavy set. There's no reason to persecute him.
He was on the halftime of Monday Night Football back when he was a kid, and he looked like a 30-year-old as like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he was one of those super big kids.
Yes.
He grew like an 18-year-old when he was 11, so he romped, he kicked ass, and then he just never grew anymore.
As a non-real sports-watching family, we were mostly getting entertainment out of how fat the linemen are and how noticeable it is in their super tight clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the article in the New York Times, I think it was, about older linemen?
Saw the headline.
They die young and their health problems. Yeah. And not the concussion stuff. There's all that. That's its own horrible problem. But just the weight. They're encouraged to be as fat as they can be from like age 16. So all through college, all through your pro career, you're eating everything you can eat. And getting tons of exercise, then obviously, at about age 36 or something, you've got these eating habits and you stop getting exercise.
Well, these guys, the linemen, are strong as bulls. They're often nimble as ballerinas. I mean, they're amazing athletes.
Fat as a hog.
But what does that do to your health, carrying that much fat, that much belly fat, for instance, for years and years and years?
The ass on these gentlemen.
Well, it's tough to move them. That's the idea.
It's also important to remember that those gigantic people are most likely faster than anybody you've ever met.
Yeah, that's what I said to Sam. I said, that fat guy could outrun me, which is hard to imagine.
They're magnificent athletes, seriously. But it ain't good for you being that heavy for that long. And, you know, I'm sure just like the head thing will probably come together with the fat thing in about over under 6 years. And then there just can't be football anymore.
But where does it end? Maybe it has come to an end, but they had the graph of how much bigger linemen are now than they were 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's astounding.
They've gone up like 100 pounds.
Yes.
So are they going to go up another 100 pounds in the next 20 years? And they'll all be 450 or 500 pounds?
There are limits to how much weight the human femur can hold.
You would think.
Maybe they'll do like I did with my hip. They'll have all their bones replaced with titanium.
Huh? You could be an NFL lineman back in the 60s at like 2 1/4.
Right.
Which is crazy now.
Yes,
they just pick you up and throw you.
yeah, it's amazing. So, and we'll probably talk about this on the show tomorrow, but the other aspect of it that I found really interesting reading about the insurance deal was that, and this returns to a theme we've hit many times on the A&G extravaganza, and that is we don't feel like we need a tough, hard, forgive me, manly culture anymore. We don't need to breed a class of tough kids who grow up into tough young men. We don't feel like we need a warrior class. If we did, the squeamishness about youth football, I don't think would exist. But we don't really need that many tough kids. And so...
So you're pro-children getting concussion?
No, I think you're misunderstanding my description of the modern world. Mm. We have the luxury of being safe. with our young men in particular. We have the luxury, and it's a good thing, that we don't have to toughen these kids up. And, you know, I hope it lasts for a while, because generally comfortable societies fall prey to those who did toughen their kids up.
Mm.
And I'm not pro it. Understand?
Sure sounds like you are.
I'm not. How many times do I have to tell you? What are you, BuzzFeed?
So do you give little kids in the neighborhood here, like, I'll give you $5 for you two to bash your heads into each other?
Oh, $5? You're overpaying. You can get a kid to do anything for a buck. No, of course not. This is careful and nuanced analysis. I can tell it's being wasted. I'm through.
Watch the Pro Bowl.
Good ending.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade clean.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.